In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, folks, today is a day to remember in the life of St. George's congregation. Rarely will there ever be a time in the life of a Christian community when we will do as much as we will do this morning in worship. Rarely. The first, and for many of you, this may seem to be the single reason why we're gathered, is to celebrate the new ministry of Bruce Cheney with you in your midst. Though we're celebrating Bruce's new ministry with St. George's Christian community, in reality, we're here to celebrate far more than that. We're gathered to celebrate the new ministry of a new and reformed and revitalized congregation of Christian leaders.
Amen.
With Bruce's leadership, keep talking, boy. You are called, I believe, to be a new body of Christ. Next, we're going to have the rite of confirmation when Cindy Mahoney will publicly reaffirm her commitment to Christ made in her baptism. Cindy's reaffirmation will occur simultaneously as we join with her to renew our baptismal promises and our commitment to Christ. This renewal of baptismal promises is one of the most important single events that we ever do. Coming back to the water of baptism wherein we were all made one with Christ. And finally, last but not least, we'll mark that today we have rightly moved the Feast of the Epiphany from tomorrow, the 6th of January, to today. In and through this commemoration, we're going to rehearse more of the story of a star that led the Magi to pay homage to the newborn Christ child. Speaking of stars, about 5 years ago, there was a movie by the name of The Fault in Our Stars. Some of you may remember that movie. It was based on a book by John Green of the same title. It was a heart-rending story about two teenagers, Hazel and Augustus, each of whom had a type of cancer that would ultimately kill them. These two were struggling to choose how they might live out their all-too-short lives. They were trying to find a path, a journey to follow. Centuries before the book was written and the movie was produced, the words of the title appeared in a play by William Shakespeare. In Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, the character Cassius is trying to convince a man by the name of Brutus that the ruler, Caesar, was a brutal tyrant and he needed to be overthrown. Cassius' plea to Brutus was preceded by this line: "The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves, for we are but underlings." Underlings. The star is there if we have but the courage to follow it. Yet true also is the possibility there are many false stars which beg for us to follow. Our fault is that in our weakness we may be choosing stars that turn our attention from the true star. Our contemporary version of the star that will lead the Magi to the Christ child. So a star shall guide them. You know, nearly every Christmas pageant we've ever seen had a scene of some young people, as often as not, wearing tattered bathrobes, following a star to a manger where other actors were playing the roles of Mary and Joseph with a Christ child in a makeshift manger. And though the young Magi actors don't always get their cues right about when they're supposed to step off toward the makeshift manger, most of us eager teachers, parents, and grandparents, holding our breath, yet still have good confidence that sooner or later they're going to get where they need to go. Many of us know that, like the journey of the Magi to the Jesus in the manger, Our journey to Christ has its own version of twists and turns. A star shall guide them. We recall today that over 2,000 years ago, a star in the night sky guided the Magi. The Magi, men who likely had spent much of their adult lives studying and reading the stars as their guides, trusted that one particular star would take them to someone who was very special. Their circuitous and at times dangerous journey took them to Jerusalem first, where they met with Jewish religious teachers who knew their Bible, knew their scriptures, and could help them to interpret the night sky star that they had sighted. The Magi would never have reached the Christ child without that conversation with these experts on the Holy Scriptures. The Jewish scribes and the Pharisees told them that they needed to go to the small town of Bethlehem, where they could find a newborn child, the one the Scriptures had predicted to them that would be the King of the Jews. And though this curious meeting of devoted Jews in Jerusalem and Magi Gentiles from the east both hoped that the newborn king would lead them from all of their oppressive hardship, away from the fear-based oppression in the likes of the despotic ruler, Herod. A star shall guide them. I just wonder if it's possible for God to guide us in the same way today. Can you trust that God will guide you where you ought to go? Guide you for what you ought to do? Guide you for, perhaps in certain circumstances, what you ought to say? In our world, it's a day in and day out challenge to resist being blinded by what some have described as our consumptive, consumer-based, and self-aggrandizing culture. In that setting, the star is the combination of a sign, a wonder, a revelation, a guidepost, a traffic light, a tracking device, a global positioning system that brings us to the point of encountering Christ in our real-time lives. As in life, there are so many stars in the sky. How can you or I determine which star we ought to follow? Many of us find the stars in our lives are embodied as persons, individuals who help us to do the things we ought to do by guiding us and giving us guiding principles in life. Do you have such a guiding star person in your life? Parents, a teacher, a religious leader, a friend? And if so, how has that star or person influenced your life and turned you from being, to use Shakespeare's word again, an underling in service to yourself before all else, whose star is the one you see in the mirror? How can you be turned from that? Even more, how are you, the new congregation of St. George's, being transformed into being the star that guides the people of your larger community in Newport News? There is a not so subtle key to this transformation in the story of the Magi, who came from the east to follow the star to Bethlehem. They don't just come to make a visit to the nursery and congratulate the new proud parents. Our story tells us about a central part of what the Magi came to do: pay homage or give public respect to Jesus, to give them something out of their inflamed hearts, their passionate hearts, their curious hearts, to follow Jesus. A community of Christ followers who are capable of being a guiding star for others, you are. But if you are that, you have to have at the core of your being the passion in your hearts to be continually paying homage to Christ, First and foremost, that passion must be present. The calling is for the guiding star-like community of people to be utterly and completely devoted to Christ. Like the Magi, you have a gift to offer the Christ, the gift of your respect to the living Lord Jesus. When the Magi from the east saw something they interpreted as a sign of the birth of a king, they journeyed to Jerusalem in search of this kingly child. The Magi were not Jews, and they didn't have the scriptures, but they saw something that led them in search of a new king. Their hearts were inflamed to be on a journey with a single focus, honoring the Christ child. In just a few minutes, all of us are going to renew our baptismal vows and proclaim to one another that we want to be inflamed with the Magi-like passion to follow Christ, to share Christ's good news with the people of our world, and to love the people whom Christ loves. Our focus is going to be around and upon the water of baptism, through which we are all made one with Christ. We're going to see the water. We're going to feel the water. We're going to experience the water of baptism the way some of us experienced it when we were very small people and perhaps have forgotten. But in that water baptism where we died to self and rose to Christ, we see the possibility of being inflamed with passion for a star, inflamed for being the passionate people of St. George's Christian Community in Newport News to lead others to the Christ child. People of St. George's, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Let's do it.